Welcome to the PodTech.net Master of IT podcast sponsored by Juniper Networks. We're here with Gene Fredrickson with Raymond James. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Raymond James is a big financial services firm in the U.S. You guys are huge. How many locations do you guys have?
We have currently have about 2,300 locations, and we're international. They're just not in North America.
Well, you're a master of IT, you're mainly a security guru. You actually write a security column as well. So talk about what your environment's like from a secure perspective and what your environment looks like and what's going on these days.
Well, you know, being a financial services firm, the major concern with us is client trust. You know, we have a lot of information on our systems. We know a lot of information about our clients, and the protection of that information, keeping that information confidential, is actually one of our number one priorities, because you as a client have to trust that Raymond James is taking care of and protecting the information that you've given to us. So, you know, that is one side of the equation. The other is just the nature of the ubiquitous access, that universal access from 2,300 branches, where people in all areas of the world need access to that information. So on one side, you'd love to keep it secure and locked in a closet. And on the other side, to do business, you've got to expose it to a lot of locations in a lot of countries.
And financial services is always synonymous with security. I mean, everyone who knows financial companies knows that, you know, things are locked down for obvious reasons.
Yes.
But more importantly, the business is changing. Like everything else, you're getting a lot more remote access, diverse access types in terms of networks. Some people have just DSL on the small office front, home office. You have, you know, diverse network topologies. Talk about what's changed over the past 5 or so years in terms of network access and how you guys have dealt with that in a secure, trustful environment.
Well, you know, in the past, looking about 5 years ago, the only option you had if you had a remote office that you wanted a high level of security and communications is you probably bought a frame relay line for that. And the cost of that is phenomenal, particularly if you're looking at that cost multiplied across thousands of branches. So, you know, Raymond James and a lot of other companies at that time decided to say, you know, another approach to this is to try to securely expose some of these tools that the financial advisors use to the web, and let the advisors using standard SSL connect to these applications and do their business, so that those small offices that you talked about 5 years ago was a lot of dial-up, but as it's migrated from dial-up to DSL to cable modem, those kinds of things, and the cost of that connectivity has gone down, how do we take the next step? How do we increase that user experience of our financial advisors while providing additional security for our clients? And, you know, that's been an issue. Business is going faster. Business is moving faster. But at the same time, the threats are moving faster. We're seeing threats evolve faster than we have ever in the history of information security. So it's very much a race.
So, I mean, you're the chief security officer and VP of risk management, and you have a lot of remote people dialing or accessing the network. And traditionally, VPN, you'd get a VPN client, you dial in. How is all that changing, and how are you dealing with that? Obviously, people have computers. It's a user-centric environment. You know, what's the VPN market look like from a user perspective, and then how are you architecting your networks to manage that?
Well, you know, the term VPN used to just have a bad name, because it wasn't too many years ago that the only options for VPN, where you had to have more than just plain generic web access, meant that you had to have a big fat client sitting on your PC. And it was very intrusive into the operating system. It required a lot of maintenance. And you can imagine when you have 15,000 users, and a lot of them would have to have this client maintained on their workstation, upgraded, handling all the conflict issues. It was just unworkable. It wasn't an application, or it wasn't an environment that we could survive in from a from any kind of operational perspective. As we've seen the traditional SSL VPN come into its own, where it's allowing more things like file mapping and more network-like connectivity across that SSL VPN, it's made that much more attractive. And you don't need that client you have to maintain on the end user's PC. And that flexibility and that cost effectiveness has made it a very viable product choice for us.
Talk about some of the application and networking environments where you have, you know, either siloed application or composite applications. How do you deal with authentication and authorization? Traditionally, it's been on the app side and on the network side. How is the new SSL VPN stuff working for you, and how are you tackling that issue?
Well, right now we're able to administer basic access into the SSL VPN just through a Active Directory group. So putting your name into that Active Directory group gets you initial access into the SSL VPN. So that area of it, user administration is very very clean and easy. The SSL VPNs have also given us the ability to integrate some other tools. So when an end user or when a financial advisor connects to Raymond James, before they're granted connectivity to our backbone through the SSL VPN, we scan their machine for running Trojans, keystroke loggers, any kinds of those things. And before they're granted connectivity from that VPN appliance to our backbone, that machine is checked. And if there's a problem, then we quarantine them off and point them in a place where they can get help.
Okay, so talk about... what's your outlook for the next couple of years in terms of security?
Well, I think from one thing, every business I talk to is concerned about flexibility. You know, while you and I have briefly talked, we've talked about some changes in the way that information is displayed, you know, going from static reports to on-demand data mining. We've talked about a diverse group of people around the world instead of people just in your environment. You know, what I see coming is more and more third-party relationships where people will do less in-house and they'll find a way, you know, to actually farm out or contract some of the things that they do from an administrative standpoint or from a processing standpoint. There may be contractual arrangements with telecommuting kind of workers where your workforce is not local. The whole climate of business is changing, going away from that structure of brick and mortar to more of a virtual company. That's really good from a business perspective, and IT, particularly IT security, has to understand how they're going to be there to securely support that business vision.
It's like making everyone feel like they're part of the same company when in fact they're not.
Right. And you know, and a security person has two choices. Either he can try to fight the trends and swim upstream, in which case he's probably going to be looking for a new job before too long, or he can try to focus on enabling technologies, working with the business and trying to turn secure but enabled connectivity and secure but enabled systems into the marching order. Businesses are willing to spend extra and make concessions, or concessions is probably a wrong word, but make allowances for robust security. They aren't, however, willing to abandon their strategic business goals based on the word of a security or an IT person. So become part of the process, become part of the business rather than an extension or just a technical person standing on the sidelines.
We're here with Gene Frederickson, Chief Security Officer and Vice President of Information Risk Management at Raymond James, leading financial services firm with ton of locations, ton of people, building a reliable, trustful network. Flexibility is the key. Gene, you're a master of IT. Congratulations, and thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is brought to you by Juniper Networks. For more information, you can go to www.masterofit.net.